Okay, this is the National Finance Committee call for September the 8th. Casey McFall, I'm this Dave Adelson. I'm the chair. Casey McFall is the treasurer. Casey, can you call the roll, please?
Yes, Dave Adelson.
Here.
Teresa Allen.
Here.
Rudy Bediaco. Jane Gatewood.
Here.
Patty Heffley.
Here.
Casey McFall is here. Mark Roberts.
Here.
Marnie Tattersall.
Here.
Sandy Weinman. LaVarne Williams.
Here.
Lonnie Hicks.
Here.
I believe Ambrose Lane is with us.
Here.
And I thought I heard Baruti come on.
He had been on. Hopefully he'll rejoin us shortly.
Okay.
Okay, we have a quorum?
Yep.
Okay, and I sent around a proposed agenda. Hold on just a moment. Let me get that up. 0908. Okay, and it was the roll call and approval of the agenda, scheduling of the next meeting, review of the national office budget, review of the PRA budget, review of station budgets, adjourn to executive session if necessary to deal with review of budgetary issues related to staffing. And there were times associated with each of those. Is there a motion to approve that?
Mr. Chair, I move that we approve the agenda you've proposed.
Okay. Is there any discussion on it? Hearing none, is there any objection to adopting it? Okay, then let's go on. The next item on the agenda is scheduling the next meeting. And the purpose of this meeting, the presumption is that we'll discuss the items today, prepare, get a sense of what motions we need to be prepared for, and then act on those resolutions next week, making the recommendations to the PNB as well as any motions regarding national accounting standards as suggested by Mark and in his email. And I think that we need a week notice, so how do people feel about doing it the same time next Thursday?
That sounds good.
Say that again. What date?
I'm going to look at the calendar. This time next Thursday.
Well, Mr. Chair, what's the absolute last date that we can get? We can recommend a budget that would make it into the board packets?
That's a good question, and depends on how people... Well, Lonnie, Ambrose, can you answer that question?
We can do it, Sip. But don't worry about that. Just get some work done.
But I wanted to get the board packet to the board people no later than mail it out by the 12th or 13th, because it's a big packet. It's not going necessarily first class. But I thought it would exit.
Now, as a question, my understanding from Marnie was that the KPFA LSB wouldn't be meeting before the 17th, and our LSB is meeting to approve on the 15th.
Yeah.
So whatever is included in that board packet would not be the LSB-approved budgets.
So that'd be done separately. Don't even worry about it.
Okay.
Well, then how are we going to know what we're voting to approve if we have to do it? We're not going to meet again proposed here until the 15th.
Yep.
And some LSBs, for whatever reason, I'll hold my tongue there, are not going to be meeting until the 15th. So what are we going to do? And the 13th. So what are we going to do?
I think you're absolutely right, and I think we should schedule for the 20th.
And I can speak to KPFA.
I'm sorry, Marnie, go ahead.
I can speak to KPFA. We have sent the current draft to Lonnie, and he has it. It's not what was in the thing he sent unless he updated it since he got it yesterday. But there is a working draft, and, you know, we're optimistic that it's fairly close to where we're going to end up.
Okay, well, but the board needs to have the recommendation, and our committee has to recommend based on the whatever the LSB approves. So Mark's point is well taken. What do people think of doing it on the 20th and then transmitting that material? And we'd have to set aside a fair amount of time on the 20th, because if there are any adjustments we're going to be recommending, then those have to be worked up.
Yeah. I think we should meet on the 13th or something like that. Then it's time, if our recommendations require that we be able to send it back to LSPs at least for the last two meets.
To quote a famous chair of our acquaintance, what's the will of the body?
This is LaVarne. Hello. I'm not talking loud.
Mark on the stack.
LaVarne and then Mark.
Okay. I'll get this out for maybe when I'm flying into Houston. So, yeah, I think we need to have, we can have two meetings before then, but we can just pick the dates. But the 20th is out for me because I'm flying to Houston on that day.
Could we do it on Sunday the 18th during the day?
No.
That would give us time.
I can't meet on a Sunday.
And when is your, Marnie, the ALSB is meeting when for approving its
Saturday
final
the 17th.
At what time?
11 in the morning.
Could we meet Saturday evening at 5 p.m. Pacific?
I wouldn't
meetings,
be able to make that.
I don't even think I can barely get home by 5.
Hang on a second. I'm not talking anymore. Okay. Can you take care of this while I'm away from the phone for a moment? Thank you.
Who can find the mute?
I've been looking for you, and I can't find it, Patty.
Patty, what are you doing? Frying chicken or what?
No, I'm not frying chicken anymore, but, you know, like, we're on these phone calls for so long, I can do a couple other things while I'm doing this. And
no, I know.
I'm back. So what is the consensus so far? We could do it Monday.
What was wrong with meeting on the 13th and the 20th, Dave?
The 20th, LaVarne will be in transit, so we could do it on the 13th and on the 19th.
13th is fine with me.
The 19th is fine with me.
There is a national election teleconference on the 13th, I
doesn't
think.
Doesn't matter.
But
no, yeah. There isn't. At least it's not on the calendar.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the National Programming Committee is meeting at 8:30 p.m. on that Monday, the 19th, so we would need to meet earlier in the day.
Yeah.
So what day is the 13th, Mr. Chair?
Tuesday.
Yeah, no,
I can't do it.
Election Committee meeting.
How about the 14th? That's Wednesday.
That would be fine. It's just Tuesdays for me, but if everyone else is fine, because I want to get it done. But Tuesday I have classes until like 11.
And just as a technical point, we'll have to adjourn this meeting to the 14th because of notice requirements.
So why don't we meet the 14th?
14th, or isn't that our LSB, Mark?
Well, we'd have to do it earlier in the day.
Wednesday.
Yes,
yeah,
it is.
Yeah, that'll be the LSB meeting.
How about Friday the 16th?
Well, what's wrong with Thursday the 15th?
Somebody said they couldn't do the 15th.
Well, let's do it anyway.
Who said they couldn't do it on the 15th?
Does anybody have
the problem was that the certain LSBs will not have met by that date.
We were
right,
do
but
it the
we
15th
can do
and also the 20th.
We can do everything but A and K on the 15th, and then, hold on a second, let me get back there, and then do the rest of it on the 20th.
Well, Mr. Chair, I think we had a stack, and I wanted to be on it.
Oh, please,
I didn't
go ahead.
Well, I think there was someone ahead of me.
No, LaVarne, but she spoke.
Okay, two things. One, next year, my strong recommendation is that LSBs be given a firm approval date. 13th and 15th is too late to have a national budget pass on the 23rd. I don't care what the circumstances are, with all due respect. It's just, it's you can't do that. And what we have to let LSBs know is there's a date, and that's the date. And you got to work it out. If you start earlier, fine, but this is outrageous that we're waiting to the 15th. So given that we're doing that, the only thing that I could assume is that we'll have to do like last year, which is hand deliver the budgets to the PMB at the meeting. There's no way we're going to get it in packets.
Hi, I'm on one of your conference calls, and I don't know how to mute. There's no instructions. Do you have a mute service?
Let me find out.
There's something
out,
really postmodern about this whole thing, you know?
It's odd, but I'm just saying that, like last year, where we didn't have the national budget was not in the packet. I think Lonnie's got
each person. I need to mute my personal self on the call. There's no mute.
Yes, can I get an amen? Can
right.
I get an amen from anybody on that?
What I'm suggesting, Dave.
Oh, yeah, me. Like, I'm going to do the dishes while I'm on a conference call. What do I do?
I thought you were cooking, Batty. No, this is what I'm suggesting. Last year, we didn't have the national budget. When we got the board packets, when it came to the finances section, was blank. Do the same thing except for CFO notes or whatever this time. Have the budgets available on the 22nd.
I'm not online, though.
I mean the 24th.
I'm calling in one.
On that
I'm
Saturday.
In a number.
And
yeah,
just hand them out at that time, and have the PMB reps that are on this committee from their various station areas be prepared to discuss the budget,
yeah,
and we'll just have to, you know, do
count,
it there.
Round one.
I think there. Were, I would. Differ. I would say that we can bring them a hard copy, but everybody should be emailed that file ahead of time because
okay,
people
yeah.
need to look
one
at them. And
right.
there, along
yeah.
with that, we can have whatever
thank
commentaries
you,
we're going to recommend and whatever commentaries the LSPs are going to recommend.
I agree with that.
Let me weigh in here. I think that we need to have something in writing this board.
We won't, Lonnie, if you're waiting to the 15th for approved budgets, and then we may have to go back. How are you going to do that in 6 days?
Well, here, what I said before, it feels to me that we should have a meeting on the 13th or the 14th, certainly before the LSB that meets on the 15th meets, and that we take whatever is available in writing and have that be part of the record. And then if we need to add an extra station, I need a board packet to go out, and it's got to have some financials in it.
Folks, our ED said, don't worry about it. They'll take care of it. Why don't we leave it to our ED to manage it?
That's not working for finance. People need to see a budget. They need, even if it's drafts, and even if we...
But, Lonnie, we didn't see a budget last year, and if LSBs aren't meeting to the 15th, we can't take some budget out the air and impose it on them. Then we're just asking for problems.
Yeah, particularly if we get back into this draft budget thing, which budget are you talking about? I don't see any reason why we can't meet on the 15th, deal with everything we have at that point, meet again on the 20th to finish up the last two stations, and then transmit via email, because everybody gets email, the Excel sheets. Those with the interest will print it out to examine it themselves.
No, that does not work for me. If you meet on the 20th, I want a plan on the 21st. I'm going to need to integrate any changes that those two stations make into the consolidated budget.
Well, then you should have briefed down those general managers and told them that you need a budget by a date that they didn't provide.
It's not general manager's fault, Mark. You keep saying that.
This
not
is
true. It's not, excuse me, I'm trying to talk here.
I hear you.
That is not the case.
But then what can we do, Lonnie?
Actually,
well, like
we're talking
said.
About the 19th, not the 20th, for the second meeting.
Yeah, but that makes me the last person in this queue with no time to do my job.
It's
so I don't want to do it that way.
I hear you.
Well, what alternative are you proposing?
I just did three times. I said that the 20th is far too late. Now, if I got the weekend to work on it, that gives me time to take whatever the LSBs come up with and spend my Sunday and Monday getting ready for a board pack to send it out, or at least to have it available. But the PNB members are not as up on this stuff as we are. They need to see stuff in writing, and I need it to be part of a board pack.
What day is that, Lonnie?
Jane, can I say something?
I'd like to hear from Jane, and then Lonnie can respond to Mark. Go ahead, Jane.
What I'm wondering is, if we deal with everything on the 15th as though it were final, and then you're able to work with it over the weekend, anything that's left, either deal with on Monday the 19th or Tuesday the 20th in a meeting, at that point, you will have already basically written up the things that you need to write up. You might have some editing to do based on if there's anything that changes in the Berkeley budget after we meet on the 15th. Then I just think that if we meet on the 15th and get us through as far as we can, and then you work with that, that's your final draft, and then on the 20th, 19th or 20th, whenever we decide to meet again, we review what's come through, what's changed, and it's just simply a matter of dealing with what's changed since the 15th. Is that, I mean, do you think the meeting on Monday
the 19th? The mute, by the way, is #1.
Okay, just to follow up with what Jane said, if we meet instead of the 15th on the 16th, Kay's budget will be done, and then and Marnie will have essentially the final thing that A has, and all that all that's hanging fire is the approval of A's LSB the next day on Saturday, and she can email you with that notification so you can do the work, and we just take our final step on that Monday the 19th.
Dave, what day is that for A? When is that approval projected?
Saturday the 17th. We could meet Friday the 16th, give Lonnie everything he needed to work the weekend. He could get an email from Marnie over the weekend, and on 19th we do the final, you know, tie the bow on it, but he's had the chance to have those numbers.
And what time time would you then transmit to the PNB the NFC recommendations, considerations, et cetera, as well as, you know, the document?
I'm sorry, Lonnie, go ahead.
Well, I think the 15th is better than the 16th. Some people couldn't make it. Is that right? The Thursday?
We had not discussed the 16th. The reason I recommended the 16th was Kay will have approved its budget on the 15th, assuming that we get the numbers put together. We're hanging fire waiting for. We'll talk about that later.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Lonnie and then Mark.
Yeah, go ahead.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to propose a motion. Dave, how far along will you be on the 15th?
We're just waiting. What we've done is we've approved a reduction in expenses. We've endorsed those numbers. My understanding is Eva and Lonnie need to meet to put those numbers to go over it and finalize these things, and we're hanging fire on them, and they've both been really busy, and now Eva's going to Houston, so we're sitting here trying to understand the way in which we take this last step. We had met and we talked to Eva, and we said, you know, there's $100,000 here. We want revenue and expenditure in this year to match. Do you want to raise revenue projections or lower expenditure? And she said lower expenditure. So we said, and we talked about where it could come out, and she said, I'll get with Lonnie. We'll put those numbers in. We'll do, you know, that work, blah, 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 and then we'll get it back. We're still waiting for that.
All right. Dave, I wanted to put a motion, but once again, I want to be on the record for this. And I'm sorry if it offends, but I think it's inexcusable for an organization to have general managers who have not seen their budget through going to Houston, or in the case of PFW, for example, being on the executive search committee and missing 90% of the meetings. Somebody's not cracking the whip on the general managers. And I'm a little upset about that. But given that that's the case and they get to do whatever they choose, I would like to move that we meet on the 16th and the 19th, and on the 19th we decide whether or not to recommend the budget.
It doesn't need a second. I think that's a great idea. Does anybody is there further discussion? Can you recommend a time? Could we do it at 3?
For some reason.
I have an objection.
Go ahead, Lonnie.
I keep saying, you know, it's not just a matter of submitting a budget. They have to be consolidated into with the rest of the budgets. They're not standalone documents. If you do something on the 19th, that gives me one day. I'm on a plane on the 21st. And,
so what would be a better day? What would be a better day for you? You said you wanted that weekend. What would be the day you want?
I think that what we ought to do is I prefer the Thursday the 15th that this committee meet. And I'm going to assume there aren't going to be radical changes in K or A. And I'm going to compile the budget and have the consolidated version. And Eva and I are meeting tomorrow, so it will be ready by the beginning of the week. K's budget will be ready from what we are going to do with it by Monday, Tuesday. So I'm going to spend Tuesday, Wednesday compiling all of the documents, not just the budgets, into the board pack. And I'd like to have the folks meet on the 15th, so by Friday I can send the board pack out, assuming there won't be any dramatic changes with A or K.
That's a huge assumption, Lonnie.
Yeah, and
I don't think that's
Jane and then Dave and then Mark. Jane,
other
Dave,
than
Mark,
I cannot turn around.
It's Jane, Dave, Mark, Patty. Go ahead, Jane.
Lonnie, I think that what people said earlier in the call sounds more realistic, that the email would go out on Tuesday the 20th. I mean, there's no point in you trying to put things together and then have small changes that you have to walk people through. I think it's much better to have it
well prepared, well documented. If we go through it all in as much detail as possible on the 15th, and you work it out, you put all the documentation you'd like to see with it, and you get that to us so we can look at it and we understand it, and we basically go back over it again on either Monday or Tuesday, whatever the best day is. And at that point, okay, you've got your final version that's going to get copied and distributed at the board meeting and distributed via email beforehand. But I do not think it's a good idea to mail it out when there's still some questions, because it's just going to be a source of confusion.
Oh. Lonnie, we have a stack. I want to say that I think it's crucial that the difference between Thursday and Friday is the difference between having 4/5 of the stations have moved on it and 3/5. And I feel very strongly that we need to do this on the 19th, on the 16th, and do the final on the 19th, as has been said. And I'd like to propose that we do it on the 16th, very early in the day, so that Lonnie has the rest of the day on the 16th.
Who's on the stack?
Next is Patty, then Mark, then Lonnie.
I just want to say I agree. I think we can't have, like, the budget being sent out in a haphazard way over one day. I think we need to all look at it one more time.
Did I say Mark and Lonnie, or Lonnie and Mark?
Yes,
Mark and Lonnie.
The only thing that I would ask, Mr. Chair, is that when we do transmit, I think that the National Finance Committee has to assume some responsibility here. I understand what you're saying, Lonnie, and as a CFO, it would drive me crazy, too. I got that. And unfortunately, that's the situation that we're in. But I think that we shouldn't let Lonnie have to then stand before the group and say, you know, blah, blah, blah. I think we should say this is the earliest date because of whatever reasons. We don't have to go into details necessarily, but I think it should be accompanied by a letter from the chair saying that this is the earliest that we could get this particular budget to the board, and not leave Lonnie to take the weight for our decision.
Lonnie, and then I'd like to hear from Ambrose, if it's possible, Ambrose.
Yeah, this is not working for me. I keep saying it over and over again. I'm going to have to stand up there and try to, at a last-minute scenario, piece together these last-minute budgets and explain to a P&B member why they're getting it as a handout at the board meeting. That's not the way I like to do business. And what I'm saying is that the budget is ready to go, and whatever is available right now, I have it. And as I said, as far as Kay is concerned, we're meeting tomorrow. Eve and I will finalize this thing tomorrow. We'll be ready to go. The only thing that's holding it up is an LSB approval. And so I'm suggesting it's a one-day difference. It gives me the weekend to do my job. And that if we can take the draft or whatever it is, and I by the 15th or the 16th, I can assume that a meeting on the 17th won't have very many big changes. Even though they won't, you know, I can send this out to the P&B if you folks are willing to meet before Monday. That way, it gives it a chance by FedEx for P&B members to have a board pack in their hands. I hate to send out a board pack with no financials. That's just not done.
Mr. Chair, can I ask Lonnie a question? What date do you suggest?
I'd like to hear from Ambrose and then...
But I don't know what dates Lonnie's suggesting. I don't know Monday, Tuesday. What date should you suggest it?
Sunday. He's talking about Sunday.
I mean, but what is the date? We had proposed the 16th and the 19th. I don't know the dates. Not the days of the week, but the dates Lonnie is suggesting.
Well, yeah, all I'm saying is it's a one-day difference. If you folks could manage to have a meeting on the 19th, I could send the stuff out on the night of the 19th. The board pack would be as complete as possible, and they would get it. You know, I would have to hand carry all this stuff to the board on a plane.
But the current motion is the 16th and the 19th, so what's the problem with that current motion?
Well, if you were to meet early
19th.
On the 19th, let's
15th
see.
And 19th.
Hang on. Let's listen. Go ahead.
Yeah, if you were to meet early on the 19th, and resolve all the issues around the budget, not the 20th. And it's only a one-day difference. I would have the evening of the 19th to get all this together, and I would spend as long it took to get this stuff in the mail to the board and included in the board packet by a meeting to take place on the 22nd.
All right, one last question. How early on the 19th?
Well, you know, whatever, earlier the better. You know.
All right. Thank you.
Can we do it at 9 a.m., Lonnie?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, and you you can the rest of I started to say you, Mark, but the whole committee can the whole committee make it at 9 a.m.?
What day is the 19th? What day of the week?
That's a Monday.
The Monday.
No, I gotta teach.
I mean, I don't see it happening.
We all have to work, Lonnie.
Okay, I'll tell you what. In the can we meet early on the 20th?
How about at 2 p.m. Western time on the 19th, which is 5 p.m. Eastern time on the 19th.
Can we go any earlier than that? Can we do it at 3 p.m. Eastern?
The 19th?
That gives Lonnie the day. That we get
be 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock Pacific.
You know, anyone can't do it?
I'm trying to figure out the 19th is on what day? What day is
today? Monday. Monday.
Monday.
Can you hear me?
And can I make a comment? This is Baruti. Can I get on the stack?
Please go ahead, Baruti.
What killed Sunday evening?
I can do anytime. I've got so I'm flexible.
That would be the 18th.
Right.
That would be the 18th. There's an elections committee meeting at 8 p.m. Eastern, but I think we can do concurrent, or we could do it during the day, earlier in the day.
Me and LaVarna are on elections.
Well, could we do it earlier in the day?
Yeah, but this is more important.
Mm-hmm.
Well, pardon me, it's not more important. You know, we've played this game with the elections all this year, and no.
Okay, how about 5 p.m. Eastern on the Sunday the 18th?
What is the time of our meeting? Because I don't have it on
8 p.m. Eastern.
But, Mr. Chair, isn't there LSB still meeting on the 20th, you said?
No, their
meeting is on the 17th.
Okay,
Saturday,
yeah, all right.
Saturday the
17th. All right, I'd like to amend my motion then to the 16th and the 18th.
Okay.
This is LaVarne. I think that was it Jane that said she could not meet on the 18th? You know, I think we need to just try for the 19th at 2 p.m. Did we say 2 p.m. Eastern?
Mr. Chair, I'm opposed to Monday the 19th because even if we started it at noon Pacific, the meeting will last could conceivably last a couple hours, and
yes.
Then we're down to the very last minute,
yes.
And then Lonnie doesn't have time to do what he needs to do.
Well, why don't we hear from Jane? Jane, can you meet on the
18th? I'll find a way to work it in. I don't want to, but I will.
Okay, all right,
so
I move that we meet on the 16th and the 18th.
I think it's the 15th is what Lonnie's asking for.
No, the 16th is
what... Thursday the 15th he asked for.
Yeah, I asked for the 15th, if possible.
I feel very strongly, and I would oppose that. I think we need to meet on the 16th, and he's working with something. KPFK has finished off its stuff, and I would very strongly like to ask that the committee support the 16th.
I would again maintain my motion that we meet on the 16th and the 18th.
Okay, that's the motion. If there's no substitute or amendment, then let's go ahead and vote it. What time on the 16th, Mark?
What is the day of the 16th?
Friday.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, Friday, I don't know what day it is, but I'll say 4. I know, but I don't know. You know, my teaching schedule is every other day. But let's just say 4 p.m. Eastern time on the 16th.
6 p.m.
And then,
Eastern.
6 p.m. Eastern?
On the 16th, okay.
Yes, 6 p.m. Eastern on the 16th, and on the 18th, which is a Sunday, right?
Yeah, yes. 5 p.m.
3 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah. Okay. Do people want to do that, 3 p.m. Eastern?
Yeah, that's my motion.
Okay. Any objections?
I move to amend 5 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
5 p.m. Eastern.
I have no objection. 5 p.m. Eastern on Sunday.
Okay. 5 p.m. Eastern. May I add this to the calendar now? Hearing no objection, those are our next meetings. 6 p.m. on the 16th Eastern and 5 p.m. on the
18th.
On the 18th. So I'm adding them right now. This is Finance Committee. Okay.
And Mr. Chair, on the 18th, will we be voting whether or not to recommend?
Yeah, that is the agenda.
Amen.
What's the date, the 16th or the 18th? The recommendation date?
The 18th.
18th is our final look.
Right.
Let's get on with it.
Okay, hang on a second. I have to make this one thing. Okay, update, and there we go. We are now scheduled. Okay, the next item on the agenda, and thank you, everybody. Next item on the agenda is the review of the national office budget. Lonnie, did you send out that detail yet to us?
I did. Anybody get it consolidated?
Well, that's the consolidated, but there's also the headcount detail.
Yeah, to open up the consolidated, there's a tab inside that has the headcount and salary detail.
Okay. Oh, inside that that consolidated?
Yeah, inside the consolidated, there's a tab below that says salaries.
Okay, great. So, all right.
Can I get on stack?
Let's take a stack right now. Lonnie, do you want to introduce it for a couple minutes, and then we'll take a stack?
You mean introduce the national office budget?
Yeah, or shall we just go straight to the stack?
Well, no, I might as well introduce it to save us a lot of questions.
Okay, can you do it in about 5 minutes for the introduction?
Well, no, 10 minutes.
Ten.
Can I have
okay,
a quick question before he begins?
Okay, hang on just a second. Ten, will somebody keep time, please?
Yeah. Mr. Chair, we have a couple.
This is Laverne. Can I just propose something? 10 minutes is like a long time. Lonnie, your voice is fine, but it's just a long time. Can we, like, take a break at 5 or ask questions before you go on or something? Because otherwise you might lose me. I didn't sleep that well last night.
Let's do 5
Sounds
minutes,
Sounds like a
Lonnie.
Personal problem.
Well, it has been since I came on.
Let's do 5 and 5. Let's do 5 and 5. And then, Jane, you had a question before Lonnie starts.
Yeah, just a quick question. Lonnie, I was trying to find in the trial budget here, which column shows is equivalent to the... I want to see the budget for 2005 and the projected year-to-date actual total for 2005. I want to see those two columns in the in your trial budget here. And I unhit all of my columns, and I cannot find those two columns. I mean, I see the budget total, like column B-O, line 7, I see... The total of 12 million income, is that right? But I'm looking for the projected actual year to date that corresponds with your July statement you sent us.
Oh, you're talking about the July statement, right?
Well, in your July statement, we
The
we
actual
have,
column is BA, column BA. That would be projected to September 30th.
Okay. BA. Thank you.
And Jane, you should go ahead and pull that file down and let me know when you have it.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, before we begin, I have a suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
Some of us have not seen the gross salary lines for the national office, and given the confidentiality of that, I'm wondering if we can deal with the other aspects of the national office and leave the specifics of gross salaries until we meet on the 16th. Because I know I don't have it in front of me. It wasn't provided to me, and I'm not in front of a computer.
Well, I think we should be able to reference the total amount, but if you're talking
right,
about...
Right, I mean the specifics. I mean
the analysis
specifics.
Of the detail.
Yes.
Let's deal with that at the end of the call on the question of whether or not we adjourn to executive session to deal with that. Would that be all right?
Yes,
thank
you, Mr. Chair.
Over the course of the call, you might change your mind. Or
all
you
right,
Mr. Chair.
Go ahead, Teresa.
Can you tell me again what time our meeting is on Friday the 16th?
It is at 6 p.m.
Eastern.
Thank you.
Thank
okay,
you, Mr.
Go,
Chair.
Lonnie, so will somebody keep time, please?
I'm keeping time.
Okay, thank you. Lonnie,
Dave,
can you go for 5 minutes?
With no spaces? From Lonnie, no spaces, dot XLS?
Yes.
Okay,
go ahead.
First of all, there's
Lonnie.
An ambiguity that I'd like to clarify. Are we online?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Are we?
Are we being streamed?
Yes.
We are being streamed, yes.
All right. Well, first of all, there's an ambiguity. I'm not just doing the national office budget. What has to be done on this call is the network budget. And it doesn't do any good just to talk about the national office budget without looking at the big picture issues. And
okay,
I don't
you.
See that on the agenda. And it absolutely has to be on the agenda.
May I answer? We have the station budgets immediately after the consideration of the national budget.
That's not the same. That's individual stations. So what I'm proposing is that we do the national, the network budget as a whole, then I'll do the national budget. Can we have an extra 5 minutes to look at how we look as a network? That's a crucial point.
I'd like to suggest, Delaney, that you go ahead and give an overview, but then we deal with the details of each unit, and then when we're done with that, we can deal with the overall thing again. So do you want to just give an overview now in what you're going to propose or present?
Well, most of my recommendations deal with how we look as a network, so that's very crucial to me. That's my job.
Okay, well, let me just say, we approved the agenda dealing with national office. I think you should do whatever you think is most appropriate at this point, and we'll just work from there.
Let me try to divide it up and go into it. Let's do the overview. I generally tend to want to see what the big picture looks like before getting immersed in details, because we just never stop once we go into details, and we never get to the big picture. So let me try to summarize the big picture in 3 minutes.
You do that, did I hear you, Jane, say you have the file?
Got it. Thank you.
I'll delete it. Thank you. Go ahead, Lonnie.
Now, for the 05 budget, and as you all recall, I really have made it easy to see the big picture items. I put summaries in the email to you. I sent along a separate CFO report that makes it easy to access all of the big picture items so that we wouldn't have to spend a whole lot of time. And I want to just be sure that when we go to the detail, and we're looking for action items out of that detail, that we keep in mind that we do have national targets that we're aiming after. Number one, in the big pictures, this network is in terms of what the projected is for September 30th, 05. As all of you know, I project where I think the network will end on September 30th, 05, which is the end of our fiscal. And what I've done in my reports is I've compared where I think we'll end, talking to the business managers and the general managers and everyone else, where we'll end on September 30th, and compare that to what we're budgeting. It's in the email report and the CFO report. Now, to summarize, we're proposing between where we'll end on September 30th and what we're budgeting for to increase the revenues in the network by $645,000. That is in the CFO report, that revenues are going to go up by only 3.98%. That's fairly small increase in revenue and generally will not cover our expenses that generally go up between 4 and 6%, and a lot of those expenses are health benefits expenses. Expenses on this year are up only by $47,000. And the reason is a number of stations have reduced the staff, have staff reductions in their budgets, and that, too, is detailed in my overall report. We are showing that budgeting a surplus is only 2.85%. My report goes over process issues, that we are on a network basis, includes this committee. We don't have agreed-upon budget process and timetable. We just spent an hour and a half on process and timetables. We need to proceduralize that so we don't go through this again next year. So that all deadlines are known and that people are compliant. We don't have an agreed-upon policy on crucial issues for a budget. You all know what my issues are. I've written them down, and I will bring them up before the PNB and say we need to deal with these issues. Now, I'll skip looking over what I already have identified. We don't have crucial items in this budget. We don't have identified revenues or funding for the shortwave radio project. We don't have identified funding for the race and nationality. Or we don't have a contingency for foreseeable legal costs. We don't have funding yet in most of these budgets for the bylaw convention, for capital projects, and for FSRN. These are items that are not yet budgetized. And then as I look at the stations, you can see my station-by-station analysis
where I looked at each station to see what its financial structure looked like and what I can look at in terms of what its particular issues are. And the other report, which is part of the email sent to you with the consolidated budget, I identify that you add all this up and the identified surplus for this network is only about $870,000, whereas our auditors and I have been arguing that we need 1 month's operating, and that's $1.4 million. I do not consider at this point this budget to be adequate, and that I'll recommend that some of these budgets go back for another look, because that is not enough working capital. The second thing that we see in these budgets is that some stations have not adequately budgeted for what are foreseeable expenses and will need a waiver, waiver being an exemption by this committee or this board around not having being able to budget the amount of funds that foreseeably they will need. And we have, as you know, in place a proviso that each station will have 1 month working capital accumulated by September 30th. That is not happening in these budgets. And we need, as a committee, to make a decision about what to do about that as a whole. Now, going to the national office budget. National office budget is often where some of the unbudgeted items that I mentioned would normally show up. And what we see, and I'll just go through it for those of you that want look at the national office in particular, is that the basic salary structure changes because of the addition of two positions. One of the things you'll find in the salary structure is we're adding on an HR person. HR person will cost us in excess of, with benefits, I won't give the number, but it's a high number. That salary goes up by something like $137,000. And a good part of that, doing benefits, is the HR person that this board felt that we needed in the network. That changed the salary structure. The other part of it is going to be the proposal in this budget, in the national office budget, is that we look at hiring a national programming officer. A lot of the issues that we face are around programming. That is, program issues that are serious issues. And that is very much a case of we're not going to deal with programming issues until it's somebody's job to deal with programming issues. Okay. We have had to cobble together a people on an ad hoc basis to do national programming. As you all know, we've tried to do it on air around covering the upcoming Roberts hearings. We've had to cobble together people to do broadcasts around the Katrina. We were late to the party on Katrina.
Excuse me,
we had a national
program
director. Perhaps we would be more timely in our coverage of what was the largest national disaster in the history of the country. So it's becoming increasingly clear to me that a number of the issues we face, ranging from content to how national programming should be structured, what should be our policy, what should be our structure, that we need to look at hiring a national program director. So you'll find those two positions in the national budget. This budget is calling for the national office to raise for $500,000. Last year we raised $750,000 doing mail drops predominantly. We're cutting back because raising that kind of money takes over, you know, in terms of the time, energy, and money that's devoted to it. We sit in the national office budget with no way to budget now for as I mentioned, things like FSRN, which is a proposal before us, I could go on and on for capital and whatnot. We just don't have the money. We could, you know, thankfully we've gotten rid of the prior year legal that we were straddled with from $3.4 million in legal 2 years ago, 2.5 years ago when I got here, to zero. And now we're just dealing with current legal and hopefully to keep that cost down. In the national office budget, we have issues around that too many people that report to the ED. Got 11 people that report to the executive director. That span of control is not acceptable. It has to be rethought in terms of how you organize the national office. We're working with very low staff. People say the national office, you answer the question, well, who is that? Well, there's two people sitting here. You know, we're not some gigantic Leviathan.
There's just a couple of people trying to work with what is becoming an $18 million operation. We need to regularize and organize our web efforts. Increasingly, listeners are accessing Pacifica through the web. We need a web strategy. Increasingly, we need an outreach strategy, one that will be effective in raising up those voices that are not heard on mainstream media, which is part of our mission to do. And we have not done as much as we need to do, and certainly have not backed it up with real dollars. We need to do it in a unified way. We have, I'll close on this as far as the national office budget. One of the things that I feel most strongly about is that we have a number of ideas about what we ought to do as a national office or even as a network. But what is lacking is clear thoughts of how to make our programming and any initiative self-sustaining financially. You have a lot of people that will propose extra staff. You have a lot of initiatives about how to introduce this or that. But what is lacking is any kind of planning around how the revenue will be raised to pay for it. And any motion, as I've said at the board, and the board did pass the motion, that any new budget or motion in committee or at the board ought to have accompanying it a financial impact statement and identify a source of funding for that initiative. And I'm seeing how difficult that is in this budgeting process. Well, we do have a number of motions, but no identified funding. So right now I'm stuck with some board motions, but no way to fund those motions. All right.
Okay.
Staff, 10 minutes.
Yeah, go ahead, Mark.
No, I think, was that Marty ahead of me?
I don't know. Can people tell me who has asked before Lonnie started to be on the stack?
Well, I'd like to be on it.
Go ahead, Mark. Who else would like to speak?
LaVarne.
Anybody else?
Teresa. And I have to go pretty soon.
Okay, and then I'll put myself on. Okay, go ahead, Mark.
Okay, there are a couple things here, and some of these are recommendations, so I hope someone is keeping because I'm going to be a little fluid here. First of all, I want to thank you, Lonnie. I did look over carefully your CFO report, and I understand the situation that you're dealing with, but I want to keep in mind that I don't want to see this as a sort of CFO one priority, the rest of us another priority that necessarily may be at odds. I think we all want the same thing, which is a healthy and strong network, and I'm going to begin with that assumption. Having said that, I look at the projected proposals for next year, some of which have been funded, or at least have been approved by the PMB, but not funded. Shortwave radio, race and nationality, additional capital projects like the PFW move, etc., and free speech radio news. My suggestion is that clearly this budget does not support those. I mean, free speech radio news alone was, you know, several $100,000. I would suggest that one of the things that the National Finance Committee strongly, endorse or require from the PMB next year is a capital campaign. Not like this year where we said it would be a nice idea, but that we actually force it upon the network in order to deal with these larger capital infusions that our normal operating income will not support. I would move them out of ordinary kind of things and take them into extraordinary circumstances and put them in a capital campaign, which is why capital campaigns exist. Secondly, with respect to the two items in long-range plan that I think we cannot ignore, that would be the bylaw convention, in my opinion, and the anticipated legal expenses, because we have to cover our bases there. So keep those two in mind. I would suggest taking everything off the table for the moment, putting it on a capital campaign with the exception of legal and bylaw. How to pay for it? I would like to now turn your attention to the national office budget as proposed. There are a couple items that I have a question about. Starting, I guess this is my page 25 of 32, under national office, beginning with listener support, I want to applaud the effort of the national office to become as self-sustaining as it can. I recognize that years ago that number was zero. I applaud everyone there for that. I want to be on record for it. But when I move down, and I shouldn't say but because that means ignore everything I said before. when I move down. To the question of grant income, however, I'm a little, I think we need to do better there. On the income side, the others I'm okay with, but $20,000 in grant income for a network of our size and influence, I think is woefully inadequate, particularly since we hired a development officer some time ago whose salary exceeds the $20,000. I don't think that's acceptable, and if we don't have a development person in the national office who can bring in more than $20,000 in grant income, then I think we need to revisit that individual. I'm just saying it because I don't like that number. Okay, I think we could do better there. I don't think the yield is strong enough on the salary that we're paying. When we go to central services, I'm going to leave that and assume that the numbers are adequately, are appropriate. So let's go to the question of the salaries and expenses. I don't have a problem with the salaries yet because I don't have the individual amounts. I understand the need for a national programming coordinator. I question whether we can afford it this year. Maybe we can, because when I look at consultants at $104,000, I think that's too high. And I want to know what the national office, given its current structure, I know you're lean, but why do you want to anticipate spending $104,000 for additional consultants? I have a question about that item. So that's question number two. Number one is, why grant income so low? Number two is, why $108,000 in consultants? Turning the page to administrative expenses, my third question is, on the anticipated national board expenses for meeting and travel, you've budgeted $35,000, which I think is a prudent increase over the $30,000 from last year, so we don't over-budget. But I'm wondering what's being anticipated in June that it goes to $50,000, only to go back to $35,000 in September. Something happens in June. So my question is, what is that? And maybe I'm just missing something. That's my question number three. Now, the next question is not really a question, but on the consultant line for administrative expenses, there's $33,000 anticipated. Now, that $33,000, okay, I know you need, higher work and administrative assistance and people to come in to help. So I'm going to let that go. But I want you to understand, given that you're budgeting $33,000 for consultants and administrative, I again pose my question of why we need $108,000 in addition to that $33,000. So, in fact, it's $150,000? And I don't understand why we need that many consultants. That's so I'm going to hold to my other question. But when you answer it, please include the $33,000 allocation for consultants. Okay, moving down to the
where's
next cap. I got two more. Moving
okay.
down.
Where's the 33? Just so I can look it up.
Pardon?
I don't see the 33. Just give me.
The 33 is on page 26 of 32. Under the line called administrative expenses, right before the total board expense, it's budgeting consultants, if I'm reading correctly, of $33,000. $14,500 in December, $14,500 in February, $2,000 in June, and $2,000 in September. That's on top of the $108,000 from the national office itself. So that's an over and above that, and I don't understand what that's all about. So that would be my question when you answer on the consulting expense, why that 33 is there. My next item, when I look at the administrative, and again, I'm almost done, and thank you for bearing with me, professional services and legal, which is under administrative, and it's about 7 or 8 down. You're budgeting $90,000. Is that an anticipated, the regular cost of what we incur legally in a year, or is that some extraordinary or something I don't know about? This is over and above paying off the legal that we already have, right?
Yes.
Okay, so that $90,000 you have here, no funding reserve or contingency planning for foreseeable legal cost as one of the problems with this budget. But if, in fact, we are budgeting $90,000 at a clip of $7,500 a month, it would seem to me that legal is covered in a contingency way. And I would move to remove legal from one of the problems that we'll have next year. So I want you to tell me why I'm wrong. Because it seems that $90,000, when we last year we had said $60,000, would cover our contingency legal expenses. So in my mind, legal is covered, leaving only the bylaw convention to be dealt with. So that's my fourth contention. My fifth, and I think I have six contentions. My fifth contention is on conferences, training. And keep in mind, I'm trying to find money for a bylaw convention. Our members expect that. We have budgeted for conferences and training $37,000, which would cover, you know, board training. My consideration or my thing here would be to tell the PNB the crunch that we're in, the fact that we've had a number of trainings already, and I understand we'll have a new board in January. But I think $37,000 would go a long way towards helping that bylaw convention, and we should maybe have two trainings and not $37,000 worth. So I would want to see a reduction there. That's my fifth point. Now, if you turn the page, I'll get to my last ones, which are on page 27 of 32. Moving to the section called Programming Expenses under the line Website Expenses. Now, here I'm a little concerned for two reasons. We're budgeting $18,000, but we've already said clearly that website is a way for us to go. I would recommend two things. One, that website income be segregated. Even if you want to do a listener central service charge on it, I want to know what our investment in website is yielding, and I can't do it if it's all rolled into listener support, but I'll hold that for the national accounting procedures. But with respect to $18,000, it seems too low to me. At this point in our time, we talked about Pacifica Everywhere. $18,000 is embarrassingly low. So I would suggest that some of the funds we save from some of the things I've suggested, like reducing board training and reducing national consultants, would be divided between boosting our website expenses with clear goals for it in terms of income production and the area of the bylaw convention, which would go under the national board expenses, which I think would be a minimum of about $30,000. That would still, you know, help us, but I may be wrong because I just thrown a number out. I'm not on the elections committee. Okay, and then that would be my suggestions when I looked at this budget to where I think I have problems with it. And that's, again, not talking about the specific salaries because I don't have the detail, but in terms of some of those other things, I'd welcome a response from you at some point about how you feel about how I feel.
I'd like to, because there's so much and everybody's going to have some, I'd like to give Lonnie a chance to respond to each person, but time-bind it, and then whatever we don't get to, he can deal with at the end of comments. Is that
this
all right with
Teresa,
people?
This is Teresa. Is there any way that I can just ask my three questions, and because I have to get off the line, and then I can listen to this, to the archives?
Well, Teresa, I really prefer to hear the answers to my questions before he loses them.
Well, I've got to go then. I'll catch you all later.
Mark, go ahead, Teresa. I'd like you to ask your questions, and then we'll.
My number one question I would like to know about the affiliates budget is: Are you intending to make that a unit? What happened to the budget that Ursula gave to you regarding the affiliates? Number two, the tech support. I've been told that Otis's contract has not been renewed, so what is the plan for providing tech support to our affiliates? And number three, do we have a timeline for national office projects? Can we see that? Because that has been asked for before. And thank you. That's it. I guess the third question would have to do with the purple strategy money. At one time you said you had purple strategy money, and that would affect all three of my questions. Is any of that money intending to go toward tech support or various national projects or the affiliates budget? Okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.